presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Prince Botan, becoming more suspicious of the actions of Shanghai Lil, finally imprisoned her in one of the native huts. Shortly afterwards, Myra Trent encountered Jungle Jim, whom she had believed dead. After recovering her wits, she agreed to carry two messages for Jim, one to Kolo and the other to Lil. It was then that she found out that Lily DeVril was really Shanghai Lil and a good friend to Jungle Jim. While Myra was delivering the message to Lil, Bhutan discovered them and overheard part of their conversation. Furious when he could not find out all that they said, he threatened to shoot Shanghai Lil. As he drew his revolver, Jim signaled the scream of the panther rang through the jungle. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Bhutan's men have seen Kolo running toward the jungle. It seems impossible for him to escape in the hail of bullets.
Run, Jim. This way, Kolo.
We'll be caught.
Bend down behind those rocks. That's it. Now they can't hit you. Follow me, Kolo.
God, he see me, Kwan Jim. He come.
Bhutan had men everywhere. He must have suspected something.
Me knock guard down and take gun. But there be more than men all around. They come fast.
It wasn't your fault, Kolo. Save your breath. I know a place where there's not much chance of their finding us in this darkness. I think we can stop running now, Kolo. We're nearly to the hidden cave.
They'll not find us here, Kwan Jim.
I don't think so, Kolo. I found a natural cave here.
If we be found here, we be caught, Kwan.
No, there are two entrances to the cave, Kolo. And both are pretty well hidden.
Listen, Kwan. Bhutan's men come to search jungle.
And they're not far away either. We can't let them find us, Kolo. Come on, into the cave. We're safe enough here for the time being. Now, Kolo, I've got something for you to do. And our success or failure depends on you.
Kolo, do what Kwan Jim say.
I know you will, Kolo. First, I want you to take this package.
You want me to take?
Yes, take it, Kolo, and guard it with your life. It contains the evidence against Bhutan that Shanghai Lil risked her life to get.
Yes, it won.
I want you to take it to Dr. Carstairs. You'll find him back in the village where Bhutan shot the poisoned arrow into Bombo's back.
Kolo no, Tuan. He do like you say.
You're sure you can find your way?
Me go south to pass, Tuan. Then cross plain and southeast to village.
That's right, Kolo. It's a dangerous journey. I'm only sending you because I need it around here. And I can't go myself.
Bhutan's men come, Tuan.
That's right. And before they get here, I want you to start. Remember, be careful of Dumba Pass. It's the one place where they can lie in wait for you.
Kolo be all right, Tuan.
I'm depending on you, Kolo. Now let's see if it's all clear. Careful now.
Tuan, four men be there.
Get down. They've seen us. We've got to drive them back and then you can start. We'll both fire together so they'll know there's more than one man.
Yes, it won.
Then I want you to get away. You'll find a short passage behind you that leads out of this cave and comes almost to the edge of the jungle.
They come, Juan.
All right. Let them have it. That did it. They're running back into the jungle. You'd better start now, Kolo. I'll hold them off until you can get away.
But, Juan, Kolo not leave you here alone.
Don't worry about that, Kolo. You've got to get that evidence through to Dr. Carstairs. I'll take care of this situation. Now go, Kolo, and good luck.
Meanwhile, back in the camp, Prince Bhutan, Shanghai Lil, and Myra Trent have been listening to the distant firing. Now, all is quiet.
Ah, we no longer hear the guns, Miss DeVril. Do you know what that means?
Probably that your men were shooting at their own shadows.
It means that Kolo the slave and the man you have been seeing are dead.
Oh, no. No, it's not true. You thought he was dead before.
Shut up, you fool.
You forget, Miss DeVril. Miss Trent is now your mistress.
No one has ever been my mistress, Prince Bhutan, and no one ever will be.
Perhaps not. It's hardly worth discussing since you have but a few hours longer to live.
Oh, you're not going to kill her. Oh, please don't.
I am sorry, Miss Trent. I found that I can trust you. But she is a spy, and she shall die as a spy at daybreak.
If I die, you pay for it with your life, Prince. There are others besides me, and they know that Peter Hawkins and I are here.
So, you admit there are others, and that the Ancient One is also a spy.
I didn't say that. That's not true, Prince Bhutan. Peter Hawkins asked me who she was. He didn't even know her.
It was but a clever blind, Miss Trent. Miss Devril and the Ancient One are both members of the Secret Service. Slave!
Yes, Master?
Bring the Ancient One to me at once.
It shall be as you ask.
Listen, Bhutan, I've never seen this man Hawkins in my life. Why drag him into it?
Then what does it matter to you what happens to him?
I don't care what you do with him. I just wanted to get my part in this straight, that's all.
The prisoner is here, Master.
Send him in and wait outside.
Well, what do you want with me, Bhutan?
Only one thing, Ancient One. The time has come for you to die. Unless you would prefer to tell me what you know about this woman.
I've told you once, Bhutan. I've never seen her.
But you know she's a spy.
I don't know anything about her.
Oh, you must believe him, Prince Bhutan. Mr. Hawkins came into the jungle to search for his son.
Then, since he has found him, his search is over. Mr. Hawkins, Miss Devril already knows her fate. I have decided that the two of you will be...
Master!
What is the meaning of this interruption, Gunha?
Master, they have escaped.
I told you to follow the slave, Kolo, and kill him. If you have let him get away from you...
But, Master, there were more. Maybe three, maybe four. I do not know how many.
What that?
They have guns and fire on us from the rocks, Master. Two of our men dead.
So you have come back here and given them a chance to escape? Gunha, you have failed. You know the price of failure.
Looks like your little game is about over, Bhutan.
Silence!
Master, we surrounded the rocks and searched. There was no one there.
You're beaten, Bhutan. At last, I'm going to have the pleasure of choking the life out of you. The government coming.
Perhaps not, Mr. Hawkins. You forget that whoever your friends were, they still have to return through Dumba Pass to bring help. They shall meet the same fate your friend Jungle Jim Bradley met there.
Oh, no. You can't reach them. They'll get there ahead of you.
I have already thought of that, Miss Trent. My plane will arrive here tomorrow morning from China. It is equipped with a machine gun. The pass is 2 days' march from here. I shall be waiting for your friends when they arrive there.
And you may get the surprise of your life, Bhutan.
I think not, Miss Devril. They shall know death from the skies. No one has ever gone through Dumba Pass against Prince Bhutan's will.
Ah, you've met your match this time, Bhutan.
We shall see, Mr. Hawkins. In the meantime, you and Miss Devril will remain my prisoners.
Prisoners? You don't dare to kill us till you're sure, do you, Bhutan?
You will die soon enough, Ancient One. And when that time comes, you will die 1,000 deaths. Gunha!
Yes, Master.
Lock Miss Devril and Mr. Hawkins up together. What? See that they get no food and no water until I return.
Bhutan, I swear I'll kill you.
You'll never get away with this, Bhutan.
Perhaps not, but you may not live until I return. I expect to be gone sometime.
Several hours later, the sound of an airplane circling overhead brings Peter Hawkins and Shanghai Lil to the window of their cell.
He wasn't lying, Mr. Greel. There's a plane overhead. I believe he leaves us here for very long, and we don't get any food or water. Until he gets back, we'll cover us.
Don't worry. If we turn out of the camp, you can leave it to Shanghai Lil. I'll find some way to get out of this mess.
Oh, I'm not thinking of myself, Mr. Greel. It's my boy Ronnie lying there unconscious he is. Unless he gets water, that boy will die.
Don't forget that Jim is here. Bhutan's men didn't find him.
Yes, but what if Jim and Kolo are both on their way back to Carstairs? Jim may have gone with Kolo.
Oh, he wouldn't do that. Jim knew that I was a prisoner here. He wouldn't leave us. That's
the reason he sent Kolu.
I'll hope you're right.
Jim's watching this camp right now in his arms. He may have a little surprise for Prince Bhutan when he gets back.
Say, that plane's coming down.
And with it, a fortune in smuggled emeralds. I hope Bhutan leaves those in camp.
Look, there goes Bhutan out of the plane. Blast him. If ever I get my hands on that murdering rat.
The plane I'd like to get to. Kolu doesn't know about it, and if he hears it over him, he's likely to run out in the open and try to signal.
Yes, and get shot like a dog.
Oh.
Look.
Yeah, it's the pilot. He's getting out.
Look at that black bag he's carrying. Bhutan's taking it.
There's
See?
Probably $500,000 worth of smuggled emeralds in that bag, Mr. Hawkins. There's the additional evidence I want. If he leaves that in camp...
Why? What are you thinking of?
That this may be the opportunity we waited for. Yes. Kolu get through, or we got a lucky break here. We'll take Bhutan with the evidence.
Yes, but what if Kolu fails?
Oh, he won't. Why did I have to get locked up in this rotten cellar this time? It'd be a cinch to steal the plane with nobody near it. Here I am a prisoner. Look, Bhutan and the pilot are walking away from the plane.
Yes. And he didn't even shut up the motor. Oh. That means that he's going to start after Kolu right away.
If only Jim were near. He could almost get to the plane from the jungle.
Ah, you're wrong about that, Mr. Vril. Bhutan's got men on every side near the jungle. He's taking no chances.
Wait. What's that little fool going to do now?
Honey, what's happening?
Myra Trent, she's at the corner of Bhutan's house.
She, look, she's speaking toward the plane, Mr. Vril.
What does she think she's going to do? She's going to try something.
Why, she doesn't know anything about an aeroplane, does she?
No, and only an experienced pilot could take that plane out of that little field.
Wait, wait.
There she goes. She's running for the plane.
Yes, and they've seen her, too. One of the guards is after her.
Oh, why did she have to do that? She can't do anything but get us in more trouble.
She's made it, Mr. Friel. She's in the plane.
But she can't fly, I tell you. She's going to hit the cliff.
That's it. Don't you see? That's just what she's trying to do. Look. Alive.
Did plucky Myra Trent wreck Bhutan's plane deliberately to prevent him from following Kolu? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the Little King, Flash Gordon, and the famous page entitled Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.